Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's finally here, the day we've been waiting for. Well, almost. The day we're really waiting for is the day the legislature adjourns sine die. That's the day the session officially ends. It could come as early as Saturday, but rumor has it that it will probably be early next week. For those of us who have been at the Capitol since the cold, dark days of January, it can't come soon enough. Today really is, however, a day we've been waiting for, because it's the day that the last of our bills will pass out of the legislature. The first is House Bill 500, a bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks. In an all-too-predictable scenario, the Senate vote was straight party line, all Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. Today's third reading vote is the final step before the bill lands on the governor's desk. The second bill was a little more interesting. It's House Bill 735, a late introduction by Representative Mike Hopkins of Missoula. The bill revises campus speech laws to combat what the sponsor says is an atmosphere on Montana college campuses that stifles free speech and results in policies that discriminate against students based on their religion, political affiliation, or ideological views. The bill seeks to ensure that free, robust, and uninhibited debate is allowed to take place on all of Montana's college campuses. No more allowable speech policies, no more quote-unquote free speech zones, and no more outlawing certain religious or political viewpoints by labeling them as hate speech. In short, allowing the free flow of ideas through vigorous and unrestricted debate. Sound familiar? Of course it does. We call them the Free Speech, Freedom of Religion, Freedom of the Press, and Freedom of Association clauses of the First Amendment embedded in the United States Constitution. So why do we need a bill to put an exclamation point on something that already exists? It comes down to two reasons, really. The first is because those rights are routinely trampled on college campuses across the state. It all began with acceptable speech codes that, if violated, could result in expulsion. Just ask Eric Powell, a former MSU Bozeman student who filed a federal lawsuit claiming his constitutional rights were violated when he was banned from the campus after privately voicing objection to transgenderism to a university instructor. That case is still ongoing. The second purpose of the bill is to make the issue itself more easily understood. J. Vernon McGee was fond of saying, "Sometimes you need to put the cookies on the lower shelf so the kitties can reach them." It seems in this case that pointing to lofty constitutional principles might be too difficult for certain intellectuals in ivory towers to understand. They suddenly become more easily understood if we pass a law that says the violation of the aforementioned lofty constitutional principles will result in legal action and damages ranging from $2,000 to $75,000, plus attorney's fees and court costs payable to the aggrieved person or student organization. It's a shame we have to reiterate what the Constitution says, but reiterate it we will if it means that colleges will once again be bastions of free thought and robust debate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.